Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Dad.
I know, Josh.
You said you'd help me hold the trainee.
You biked all the way up here to tell me?
You've been ages.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make my mind up.
About what?
If it's worth cutting in here, for one thing.
Oh, for hay?
Yeah. Well, I know it's a bit on the early side.
So why not wait?
Because it might rain, that's why.
You and Mum spend all your time checking the net.
Because I want to get it right. If the forecast stays the same, I reckon we'll cut midweek.
You know I'm going to Dom's later.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm almost done up here.
He said they got their dog from the same people.
Dom's family don't keep sheep.
They love sheepdogs, though.
Huh.
When are we picking our puppy up?
Tuesday.
Freddy's coming over when he gets here.
Is he?
Says he can't wait.
Hmm. How did he find out?
Ben told him, at the stables, I think.
Hmm. Well, he's very welcome. As long as everyone realises that this is going to be a working dog, not a pet.
Ben knows that.
Yeah, I meant you. You're the worst for spoiling Biff.
I'm not.
You're always making a fuss of him.
Can we start with the Herefords now?
Oh, yeah, all right.
I'm going out in an hour.
Yeah, fine. Sling your bike in the pickup.
No, I'll easily beat you getting down.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, please don't
Afternoon,
start talking.
Afternoon, David. Josh.
Hi, Auntie Shula.
Hello, Caroline.
Afternoon.
Where are you off to?
Oh, Dad. Only along the brook.
We've got to crack on with some halter training, I'm afraid, so...
Oh, no, it's all right.
Enjoy your ride.
Thanks. Come on, Titan.
See you then.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, be careful, Caroline. There's a nasty rut.
Oh, I see it. Steady.
Oh, it's such a shame about Oliver.
He was really looking forward to coming with us. And literally at the last minute, a phone call about overflow parking.
Oh, there's plenty of space at Netherbourne.
Oh, apparently it's not just the puppy show next Sunday. There's something else on as well.
Oh.
I told him he's got all week to sort it out. He insisted on going straight over.
Oh, he's such a perfectionist, isn't he?
Oliver is living and breathing hump puppies at the moment. I tell you how much it means to him.
Yeah?
A brand new Panama.
Oh.
He's only had his old one 5 minutes.
Oh, Nick and Susan have both confirmed they can help with the catering.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for taking that on, Sheila.
Ah, you don't have to.
I simply couldn't have managed.
The way Nick's talking, I think I'll be able to take a back seat.
Branches.
Oh, yes. Come on, Titan.
I've cleared my diary to make sure I can meet and greet next Sunday, though.
Oh, I'm sure you and Oliver will look very grand.
Well, I'm determined not to let the side down.
Oh, someone's left the gate. Oh.
Shula?
Yeah?
David didn't seem very, keen on company.
Oh, no.
No signs of a thaw yet with Elizabeth?
None whatsoever. Hold still, Titan. Can you reach to close it?
Yep. Steady, Maisie.
Oh, I tried talking to her last week. Didn't do much good, I'm afraid.
No?
No, she made it very clear. If I raise the subject again, she'll stop talking to me as well.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, isn't it? But that's how upset she is. Come on, boy. Oh, it's Mum who's suffering most. Yes, I called in at Glebe Cottage earlier, just after she'd come back from St. Stephen's. She really was quite distressed.
Don't rush her, Josh.
I'm not.
We'll go a bit slower then.
We went faster with her, Mum.
Well, Bella's used to walking with a halter. Jem's still not sure about it.
I was thinking, when you take them to the Three Counties...
Uh-huh.
Come on, Jem.
Yeah, don't yank the lead. Be firm, but not jerky.
Come on.
That's it.
I know Pip can't go, because she's got revision to do.
Well, there's no way she could come this year.
So how about I take a day off school and come with you?
Nice try, Josh.
I only want to help.
Well, it's very good of you, but I am sure I will manage with a little help from your mum.
I don't mind.
I'm sure you don't. But you've got your own work to worry about. You've got to get ready for your GCSE years.
No chance at all?
None.
Okay. Won't you be bored on your own a lot of the time? Come on.
Bring her back round. That's it. No, I won't be bored at all, thank you very much indeed. It's a chance to meet up with some of the NFU guys from out of the county, make some new contacts.
She's walking better now.
Yeah, that's good. And there are always a few old friends to catch up with.
Do you think Bella and Gemma win anything?
Don't know.
I hope so. Come on, girl.
Well, we'll give it our best shot.
I wish I was taking them into the ring.
It should be good fun. No, it's not the three counties I'm worried about. It's Open Farm Sunday I could do without.
Is this a bad moment, Elizabeth?
Oh, come in, Lewis. It's only while Lily and Freddie are at their friends I wanted to check visitor numbers.
Oh, Roy says we're doing quite well.
They seem to be inching up. Certainly better on non-event days than last year. This is it in a nutshell.
Oh, yes.
But if you look back 2 or 3 years, you can see visitors are still feeling the pinch.
Oh, well, not all of them. No, that's what I came in to say.
Hmm?
I've made 2 substantial sales this afternoon.
Oh, has that lovely moonlight on the lake gone?
Oh, no, no, not paintings. Cases of wine. One very large order from a restaurant in Darrington, and a delightful Canadian lady who wants to ship 6 cases to Montreal.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that's our first Canadian sale.
She'd only come into the gallery because she dabbles in watercolours herself.
Oh, the value of giving free samples.
Let's hope it augurs well for the rest of Wine Week.
Oh, while you're here, there were 1 or 2 things I wanted to check about that.
Oh, don't be awkward, Titan. Let me get the bridle off.
So, it was a thumping great victory.
Yeah, one of their best ever against Leighton Cross. Oh, that's it. Good boy.
Oh, well done, Ambridge. Oh, did you bring out 2 currycombs? Oh, yep.
You're going a lot quicker than we are.
Oh, Maisie can practically untack herself, can't you, girl?
Oh, he's the complete opposite. Oh, 1 or 2 of their best players were missing, but that didn't stop Alistair crowing all evening.
Oh, good for him. We have to take our successes wherever we can.
Yeah, he was thrilled. First half century of the season.
Ooh, you like this, don't you, Maisie?
And Neil did well. So they're both full of confidence for tomorrow.
Does it still feel odd sometimes?
What, single wicket competition?
I'm giving out a prize in Mark's honour.
Oh, no, I got used to it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. All the same.
No, you're right. You never forget. It's funny, I was looking out some old photos for Daniel yesterday. I found one of the last ones of Mark and me together. Oh, we look so young.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got any older. But when I walk in front of a mirror... I mean, I'm happy with Alistair.
Oh, yes. But you can't help wondering. All the might have been. I still think about Guy. I'm not comparing him with Oliver.
Oh, no, of course, but... Well, it's part of your life.
All right, Maisie. You can have some water soon.
That's what's so frustrating with Elizabeth. I understand so much of what she's going through. But after what's happened with David, there's a danger she'll push us all away.
Unfortunately, you can't tell someone how to grieve, can you?
No.
Perhaps she needs to be angry.
Well, not if it destroys the family.
Oh, no. All I know is you have to find your own path.
But doesn't it help just a tiny bit, knowing you're not the only one it's happened to?
For some people.
And she could do so much damage acting like this.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, boy. You know, Mum's breaking her heart about the children.
Do they know what's going on?
I'm not sure. Elizabeth hasn't mentioned it. And you saw with David.
Yeah, not very talkative.
Mum says it's been one of the joys of her life. The way Freddie and Lily get on so well with Josh and Ben and Pip and Daniel. That's a proper family, she says. It means so much to her.
She's always worked hard to keep you together, hasn't she?
No, she'll never stop. She's having a cooking day for the twins this week. She's desperate to make life seem as normal as possible.
Oh, she's absolutely right. With this kind of thing, never mind your own feelings, you've got to put the children first.
So it gives us spare capacity if there's any late demand for vineyard tours.
That seems very sensible, Elizabeth.
Hugh's got the picnics well in hand. They'll be ordered from the orangery as and when people want them, laid out in the orchard for them after the tour.
Excellent. And we've had a good uptake for the wine tasting on Thursday.
Oh, good. I was worried with putting it together so late.
Oh, we're not going to be overwhelmed by bar and restaurant owners, but it'll be a respectable turnout.
So that's wine week pretty much covered.
Yes. Now all we can do is wait and see. Right, I'll leave you...
One other thing, Lewis.
Yes?
The falconry.
Ah, yes.
I know you've talked about it with Roy.
He does have some very innovative ideas.
Mm. Do you think he's right? That we should keep Jessica and the birds on for at least another year and see if we can build that side of things up again?
Well, my opinion, for what it's worth...
Mm.
Well, there's no point in hiring Roy if you don't trust his judgment on something like this.
And do you think it makes business sense?
I looked at his figures. I think he makes a very good case.
Oh, thank heavens. I was afraid I'd let my heart rule my head.
Oh.
Oh, I'd have been so embarrassed if you'd said no.
You've already decided.
I was going to wait another day or two and have another chat with Roy. But when I saw Jessica flying Hector this morning... Oh, I don't know what came over me.
I am so pleased.
I couldn't resist telling her. You know, if she wants to, she can stay till next year. And she was so relieved.
Well done, Elizabeth. I'm sure we can generate more visitor interest, especially if Roy stays closely involved.
Oh, don't worry. I gave him full credit for the reprieve. I think he's Jessica's blue-eyed boy now.
I'm sure you're doing the right thing.
I was worried I was being sentimental. The falconry meant so much to Nigel.
Yes, he did enjoy spending time with the birds.
And they've become important to Freddie now. I dreaded telling him they had to go.
Well, do you know, I can see him being quite a falconer himself one day.
Oh, yes.
Seems to have a real aptitude with animals.
You know, Reg says that some days he's like his shadow at the rare breeds.
He was telling me how much he's looking forward to seeing the new sheepdog puppy at Brookfield.
Oh, yes. I expect he'll get over there sometime.
Tuesday or Wednesday, he said.
Oh?
Well, I was going to say, if you want me to cover anything while you're out...
No, he's got the wrong end of the stick.
Oh.
All I said was, we'll see. I mean, we can't plan everything at half term round a dog.
No, but that's the impression he's got.
Well, he's mistaken, Lewis. I haven't promised anything definite about seeing the puppy.
Good news. Relax, everybody. Our lost child is found. Tilly's turned up, reading quietly in the umpire's room. Can you believe it? Bored by the cricket, even after that first fantastic semi. Okay, now, only two games to go. We'll be back in a couple of minutes when we start our sensational second semi-final. Don't go anywhere.
Reading quietly.
More likely hiding frogs in the cricket bags.
Good old Tilly Button takes after her sister.
Yeah, well, might have woken Alistair up, the frog down the back of his shirt.
Don't be cruel.
The captain losing in the first round? What was that about, Shula?
Oh, he knows he should have done better.
Yeah. Barry was insufferable. Oh, getting one over on Alistair for once, before Chris put him out of his misery.
Well, it's been a good competition otherwise.
Yeah, not bad. Harry's been on fire.
Do you think he'll beat Neil to get to the final?
Oh, that's where the smart money's going.
That'll be some contest. Harry against Chris. They're both playing brilliantly.
Yeah. Well, I wish Freddie and Lily had come along. I'm sure they'd have enjoyed it.
Did you ask them?
Oh, yeah. Lily took the Tilly Button view. She'd rather have teeth pulled than watch cricket.
Ah, she'll learn in time.
Freddie might have been persuaded, but he didn't want to let Jessica down.
Oh?
Now, there's a flying display this afternoon. He gives out information, helps with the birds.
Oh, it would have been nice if they'd come over. Usually they're in the village so much at half term.
Oh, some progress there, actually.
Really?
Things must have eased a little between David and Elizabeth.
Oh, how?
Well, I was chatting to Freddie. He says he's going to Brookfield on Wednesday to see the new puppy.
Oh.
I know it's not much, but...
Oh, it is. At least they're communicating on some level.
Yeah, well, it's a start. Of course, as soon as Freddie sees a puppy, he's going to want one himself.
Probably. Oh, here they are.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be. Yeah, raring to go.
All right, well, in that case...
Ladies and gentlemen... Two giants of Ambridge cricket are entering the Field of Dreams.
Good luck!
About to do battle in our second semi-final. Please give it up for Mr. Neil Carter and Mr. Harry Mason.
Your father looks beaten already.
Well, you never know. He might get lucky.
Don't you need to get back on, Christopher, if you're fielding?
Yeah, in a minute. They've got to decide who's batting first. If it's Dad, it'll be ages taking guard.
Oh, come on, Neil. Perk up a bit.
Right, they're in a huddle with our esteemed umpire, Mr. Tony Archer.
It'd be really weird if I had to face him in the final.
You've both done better than I expected. Didn't think I'd be stuck here watching all afternoon.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Oh, and here it comes. The all-important coin toss.
Book relay. There's so many gaps between games.
I thought you were bringing the one for the book club.
Oh, nice coin action,
Mistress
Tony.
Mistress of the Paddocks by Corinthia Hart. She's supposed to be ever so good.
And it looks like Neil's called correctly.
Only as soon as Emma saw it was a roistering rural romance, she grabbed it off me.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Zofia.
Doug. Oh, yes.
Was this patch of grass taken, or is there room for a handsome man next to you?
Sorry, you are...
Oh, sneaky single.
Sergeant McCreary. We sort of met yesterday.
Oh?
Before Adam told me to sling my hook at the barbecue.
Oh, yes. Well, that was for the pickers only.
So, three balls left.
He's waving at
Harry
you.
He needs another five runs to make the final.
I did not see.
So he's dragged you and your mates along to watch cricket, eh? That's cruel. You should demand overtime.
No, Adam says it is an interesting English tradition.
Unusual use of the word interesting.
Oh, shot!
I saw you fall out with your mate a moment ago.
Fall out?
And a brilliant stop from Will.
You know, have a barney. You were rowing with that tall lassie.
Oh, Teresa.
Get it in!
Aye, her.
Oh, that looked a four all the way. Fantastic fielding.
I thought, hey, maybe you could do with some company.
No, we were not arguing.
So, two balls, still four runs to get.
She says some not nice things about my boyfriend.
You've got a boyfriend?
No, not anymore.
Excellent.
Pardon me?
The way Harry's holding his bat, that's excellent bat holding.
That boy is your friend?
Neil's steaming in.
He's not a friend. I share a flat with him.
Bowl him! That's it! Wow, Neil Carter meets Chris Carter in the final. Oh, and hard luck, Harry. Well played, mate, but...
I'm sorry. Your friend has lost.
So what? It's a stupid game.
Well, you don't like it?
Occupational therapy for posh neds.
Then why do you come? Oh, just to watch your friend?
Oh, it's because I heard you lot were... just to get a wee bit of fresh air.
Oh, yes. The air is very nice.
Don't tell me you like cricket.
I don't know. Adam tried to explain it, but I don't understand.
It's just one guy chucks the ball, the other whacks it. The rest of us lose the will to live.
Just time to get a last drink from the lovely Jolene in the beer tent before the grand final.
But,
the great Carter
Show. What about you, Zofia?
Back with you in five.
What floats your boat?
Pardon me.
I'm guessing there's a lot more to you than strawberry picking, am I right?
The strawberries is only a job for the summer.
I bet there's an artistic side to you, no? Like painting, or music, or massage.
Oh, well...
All right, Jazz. Ah, you must be Zofia.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed you in the pub at the weekend.
We're having a wee private chat here.
Well, I'm only saying hello.
I am sorry about the game.
Oh, no worries. He was better than me.
Hey, Harry, you're not meant to be in the pavilion.
Eh?
Well, is that nowhere all the losers go?
And here it is, the climax of this afternoon's entertainment. Chris Carter has chosen to bat first.
Before we get started, best of luck, Christopher.
And you, Dad.
May the best man win.
Yeah, I probably will.
Oh, just you be careful. Anything can happen in a final.
I know.
Will, come in a bit.
As soon as Neil has set his field, we'll be ready to start. And what a contest it's going to be. Father against son.
What about this ex-boyfriend of yours, Zoff? Is he working here?
Jazza.
You're not meant to be fielding a bit nearer the wicket.
Go square, Robert.
This ex-boyfriend?
He is in Poland, in Kielce.
Split you two up, exactly.
bit of bother in the bedroom department, eh?
Jazza, you can't ask that.
You're not supposed to be playing cricket.
I apologise for my friends, Ophir.
No, it's all right. I do not understand what he says.
No worries, I'll explain again.
You can't keep asking such personal questions.
Nine back on the game, Harry. If you can stand the excitement.
Almost the end of a thrilling contest, and it couldn't be closer. Neil needs two to win, one ball left. The field's set right back. Now, does he try to work a couple of runs, or go for glory and blast it over the top? Well, here comes Chris with the final ball. And that's short! Oh, and that is a huge swing, and Neil has skied it. Straight up, oh, that's a monster!
It's yours, Chris!
Oh my goodness, if Chris takes this, he beats his father! What a test of loyalty! As usual, to present the trophy, we have the competition's founder, Mrs. Shula Hebden-Lloyd.
Thank you, Kenton.
Thank you. Just before I present the trophy, I'd like to say a big thank you to all those people who've once again worked so hard to make this event possible. And haven't we been lucky with the weather? Well, I think everyone will agree it's been a good contest this year. And after one or two surprises...
Which means you, Alistair.
We've been left with a very worthy winner. So, if I can ask him to step forward to collect the trophy. Well done, Chris, on a terrific victory.
Cheers. That's brilliant. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. What do you think, Mum? Pretty awesome, eh? Champion again?
Oh, that's very good, love.
Well, that pretty much wraps everything up for today. So, well, thanks to everyone for coming, and see you next year.
I did wonder if you might drop that catch.
So did I. Got my balance all wrong.
No, I meant on purpose.
Eh?
Well, you'll have plenty of chances to run again. You know how much it would have meant to your father. Everyone telling him he's getting on a bit.
Mum.
I'm only saying.
I could never drop it deliberately.
Oh, I'd have been blooming annoyed if you had.
Oh, hello, love.
There's no way I'd patronise you like that.
Yeah, quite right too.
Anyway, just before I grabbed it, I heard Dad yelling at me to catch it.
Oh?
Well, I'd have been embarrassed if you hadn't.
Oh, I didn't realise you told him to catch it, Neil.
Yes, of course I did. The only thing better than winning myself is seeing our son do it.
Cheers.
And since I taught you everything you know about cricket, I reckon that trophy's half mine anyway.
You after MD in particular, Harry?
No.
Tough luck. She's already gone. Adam drove the minibus out the other way.
Oh.
You know it's running after Zofia, eh?
Well, only to make sure you weren't pestering her.
Pestering?
Yeah.
You're not referring to the enjoyable conversation Zofia and I had while you were lumbering around the field like a jackass.
Well, I don't think she was enjoying it.
She certainly was.
Then why did she ask me afterwards if English was your first language?
She's just getting used to my accent. It's obvious she loves it.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Taking a liking to yourself, have you?
No.
Who chucked that? See you, Tilly.
Do her parents ever watch what she's up to?
So, we've got a bit of competition for Zofia, have I?
Excuse me, Jazza, competing for a girl. What, are we in the 21st century or the Stone Age?
We've gone with the calendar or your dress sense.
It's crass, it's sexist, and it's completely outdated.
So you're no interested then, eh?
Well...
You're going to step right out of the way and leave her to me?
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
I didn't think so.
It's obvious she's a nice girl.
She's quite a looker.
Well, yeah, very attractive, I agree.
Your eyes went walkabout when she took her jacket off.
She deserves a great deal better than someone who just wants another notch on his belt.
Hey, who says that's all I'm after?
Well, it was perfectly obvious. You were leering at her all the time.
I was not leering. I was being attentive.
Whereas when Zofia and I were talking...
You, blethering on about silly mid-on. I thought we last year hadn't a clue.
No, we made something of a connection.
So, you are chasing after her then, eh?
I'm not chasing. It's simply that... If the right opportunity arose under suitable circumstances, I'd be more than happy to see her again.
Fine. Game on, then.
He
Is your gardener sick, Matt?
No, unfortunately. The lawn would look better if he was. He practically scalped us. I'm not trusting him to stake the delphiniums, though.
Well, can't you find anyone better?
Ah, these guys are all the same, Brian. Okay with the donkey work. Waste of time with anything tricky. And delphiniums are tricky.
Ah, I didn't realise you were such an expert.
Yeah. Yeah, that should do. Oh, I picked up a bit while Her Majesty insisted on giving me bed and breakfast. It passed the time.
Mm, expect so.
You're in a rush. I've nearly finished it.
That's all right. No, I'm earlier than we said.
Yeah, I found I like the discipline of gardening. Helps me get my thoughts in order.
Are you sure, Pip?
It'll do me good, Dad.
What time did you start this morning?
I was wide awake at 6, so I thought I might as well get going on my business studies. And I've done some biology.
Oh. Oh, well, a break from revision won't do you any harm.
It'll only take 10 minutes getting the girls back up. And if they're moving into Round Robin...
Yeah. It's useful having two of us across the track.
I've left the cables in the kitchen.
What?
Morning, Kenton.
Oh, hiya. The extension cables.
Oh.
Yeah, we only needed one of them in the end.
I told you there was a box of stuff in the pavilion.
Oh, it was a good day. Shame you didn't come down, Dave.
Yeah, well, I was too busy here.
You could have easily got away for the final.
Did you hear who won?
Yeah, Chris again.
Yeah, well, only just. It came right down to the wire.
I heard it was a good contest.
Oh, yeah, it was.
The cables could have waited, you know.
Yeah, well, I was dropping off Freddie and Lily at Mum's anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're baking with her today.
And Jolene's not expecting me for a while, so I thought, you know. And I wanted to see how you're all doing.
Fine.
Great.
Up to my ears in A-level revision.
Right, well, that'll teach you to be young and clever, won't it?
How about you?
Come on, the girls are getting restless.
Oh, Mum, I'm ready for my day off. My ears need a break. Freddie wouldn't stop nattering the whole way over.
About what?
About your new sheepdog. He's dying to see him.
Yeah, well, we haven't picked him up yet.
He'll be here by tomorrow, though, won't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's when Freddie's coming over.
Do you know how he's getting here?
No, I expect Elizabeth will bring him over.
Oh.
You want me to check? Or you could give her a ring?
No, it's fine. That's what she wants to do.
I'm off there this evening.
Lower Loxley?
Seeing if there's any summer work going in the orangery.
Well, there's bound to be something. It's been quite busy lately.
Oh, that's promising.
Yeah, things are settling down a little bit, I reckon. Perhaps if you left it a week or two, Dave...
Yeah, look, thanks for the cables, Kenton, but I need to crack on, all right?
Sure.
Because if I hadn't got enough on already, there's this wretched Farm Sunday to prepare for.
Sorry about that. I can't stand leaving a job after...
No, my fault for being ahead of schedule. But I really am anxious to thrash this out.
Yeah, grab a seat. We won't be disturbed.
Thank you.
Brenda's out handing the keys over to Jonty.
Oh, he's the chap moving into number 3.
Yeah, should be in by this afternoon.
What's he like?
Well, hasn't got two heads or a saxophone. Can't tell you much else. I haven't met him myself.
Oh, good Lord.
What?
Mistress of the paddocks.
Oh, yeah, Lily must have left it there. Saw it at your place, had to have a copy straight away.
Book club must be doing wonders for sales.
Yeah, she's a sucker for anything with a cover like that.
Yeah, well, there's far too much romantic tripe around. You know what I had to put up with this morning?
No.
I wasted 10 minutes fielding calls for one of our pickers. As Jazzer, then Harry, seem to imagine I've nothing better to do than track down the details of our next social.
I'm sure you are very tactful, Brian.
I'm running a farm, not a dating agency.
What it is to be a busy man, eh? And with BMD to worry about as well.
Well, yeah.
Now, you said you've got some concerns about the supermarket deal.
One or two, Matt. I mean, for example, tearing up the whole building schedule on the basis of some very shadowy interest.
Oh, it's not shadowy.
Oh, come on. Lillian couldn't even tell me where the information came from.
Well, look, I'm only a consultant who hears the occasional snippet of information, but this is very good information. There's the chance of an excellent bonus if BMD... complete the new market in time to vacate the old site early so the council can sell it straight on.
What? I'm supposed to go to the board and press for an early completion on the basis of that?
Well, you might change your mind when you know how much is on the table for squeezing the contractors a little harder.
Well, any chance of telling where you get your information from?
No. I'll let you hear it from Penny herself.
Penny? Penny Marsh?
On the development subcommittee. I take it you'll believe her if you don't trust me.
Oh, well.
I can set up a meeting as soon as you like.
Didn't realise you knew Penny.
Oh, I imagine there's a few things you don't know about me, Brian. So, how about it? Want to see her?
I'd like Annabelle to be there as well.
Okay. I'll let Penny know the BMD Dream Team want to tap her on the head to see if she rings true.
Yeah, well, it's only a meeting. I'm not committing myself to anything.
Well, fair enough. As long as you go in with an open mind. Because I should warn you, Brian.
What?
Penny's like me. Not much use for time wasters.
All right, Jolene. Mm-hmm. We've got a tank full of gas. Mm-hmm. The whole day ahead of us and the flesh pots of Borsetshire to explore. Oh. Where do we start?
You sure you want to go anywhere, Kenton?
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's what you do with a day off, isn't it?
We don't have to.
Oh, well, we're in the car now.
All right. Well, where do you want to go then?
I don't know. Anywhere.
That's helpful.
Oh, just anywhere that I can relax for a bit.
Yeah?
Oh, have a break from Elizabeth being wound up all the time. Mum looking heartbroken whenever I see her, and David just scuttling off as soon as you try to talk to him.
It's getting you down, isn't it?
Just a touch.
Oh, come on, then. Out we get.
Go on. Go on.
I've got the fence.
Thanks. So what are they?
Like you'd know, Dad.
Now go on, see if the information's stuck.
Living enzymes need free energy to perform mechanical work, to transport ions and other stuff across the cell membranes, and to... Oh, no, the third one's gone.
Well, I have to check when we go down.
I only went over it this morning.
How's it going otherwise?
Music's okay. Business studies isn't bad if I don't panic.
Well, coming up here should have cleared your head.
Yeah. Dad?
Hmm?
I was talking to Mum last night about Open Farm Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of knew already when you told Uncle Kenton that you're not looking forward to it, are you?
Oh, well, you know, it's all right.
It's obviously not.
It's just pretending to be jolly for all the visitors.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind usually.
But not at the moment.
No, it's okay. It's good for the farm, and I know how much you and your mum and the boys enjoy it.
Honestly, if you're not happy with it, we don't have to do it this year.
He's not working flat out, exactly. Oh. Here you go.
Well, thanks. Well, Jamie? I'd be surprised if he was.
But at least he's doing some revision, Kathy says. Oh, she's so relieved.
Oh, good. It won't help anything if he flunks his exams.
No.
Hey, I'm really sorry, Jolene.
No, don't be.
Well, it just seems such a waste.
Hey, news just in. Sometimes I like slobbing round on my day off.
Well, honestly?
Yeah. It's obvious you need to chill out, so...
Yeah, it just feels like I'm spoiling your day, that's all.
Quite the opposite. Mm. Oh, haven't we got past having to entertain each other, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Ooh, we'll have a nice long lunch and maybe listen to some music, whatever you like.
Yeah, thanks.
I want you to feel at home here, able to be yourself.
Oh, it's the one place I can do that at the moment.
Well, I can see how much it's bothering you, all the... upset in your family.
Oh, it's like we're never going to move on. Yeah? Be able to remember Nigel properly.
Wish I could do more to help, like you helped me.
Oh, you've been great. There's nothing else that you can do.
No. Only, this might be completely out of left field.
What?
Well, the last few days, we've only seen each other now and then because of work. You know, and I so want to be there for you. How would you feel about moving in?
Well, are you serious?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry.
No,
it felt right at the time to me, but if that's not where you are...
I'd love to.
What?
I'd love to move in. This, you know, being with you, it does feel like home. It's where I want to be.
You mean that?
Yeah, I... Totally. I just... Wow. You really think that you could put up with me?
Well, I'd love to try.
That would be fantastic. Only...
What?
Oh, God. Not right this minute.
Oh, okay.
Not because of you. Honestly, if I had a free choice, I would bring my gear round this afternoon.
You worried how Fallon will take it?
No.
I'm sure if we talk to her.
Elizabeth.
Oh.
If I move out now...
It'll feel like you're deserting her.
Yeah, well, she's already cut herself off from David. She'd be awkward with the rest of us if I go.
That's another door shut.
Yeah, well, given her state of mind, I'm afraid that's how she'll see it.
Yeah. Well, makes sense.
But if you're willing to wait till things are straightened out a little...
Well, there's no clock running.
No?
You take as long as you need, Kenton. I'll still be here for you.
I'll do some work with Bella and Jem and then go and collect the dog.
Synthesis of macromolecules.
What?
Enzymes, the third major process. Oh. I knew that I knew it.
Very good.
Well, okay, I can see there would be some practical problems.
Cancelling Farm Sunday.
But they can easily take the details off the website.
No, it's too late, Pip. It's a week on Sunday. People have already made plans.
Oh.
If we cancel, you know, they won't all realise they'll come to Ambridge for nothing.
I guess that's not very fair.
And I'd feel bad about cancelling, after last year anyway.
Hmm?
Well, all the effort that you put in, you know, despite, well, the trouble with your exams and a certain unsuitable boyfriend.
I know.
It's just not practical.
What if Pat and Tony or Jim Miller at Red Farm took it on?
What?
Open their farm instead of us, so visitors still get a day out, but the pressure's off you.
No.
Why not?
Because it's much too late. No one's going to take on such a big job in such a short space of time.
But if we did find someone, wouldn't you be pleased?
I would be delighted, to tell you the truth.
Well then, look, give me and Mum a chance to ask round.
Yes, but honestly, love...
Please, look, I'm sure we can find someone.
You're sure that'll be all right, Roy?
Absolutely certain.
If he doesn't think he can give the presentation...
Yeah, it's sorted. We're making a backup laptop available if needed.
And he's only just found out there's a problem.
Yeah, well, I think he's making a fuss about nothing.
We can't risk it going wrong.
Well, if his laptop does play up, there's enough disk space on ours to transfer. It's not an issue, Elizabeth.
No.
I'll run through the startup when he's back from his coffee, make sure he's perfectly happy.
Well, I can stay on a few minutes if you need to be elsewhere.
Oh, it's all right, thanks. I've got half an hour before I talk to the Echo... Really, it's all in hand.
Thanks, Roy. The sponge rubber people aren't our biggest clients, but, well, they do go back a long way.
Yeah, Bob Chalmers was saying. One of your first ever conference clients. Mm,
that's right. Through a friend of Nigel's.
Well, I'm going to take good care of them. So, you head off for the children.
Oh, they won't be ready yet. And you're sure you're happy talking to the Echo?
Yeah, they just want to check a couple of facts to go with their photos of the vineyard tour.
Well, those went very well.
Well, good job we got the weather for the picnics afterwards.
Yes.
I mean, we struck lucky. Well, there was rain, other parts of the county.
And Wine Week's definitely giving us a bump in sales. You know, we're even selling abroad now.
Canada, eh?
Yeah, if the woman can get appropriate clearance.
Well, like Jessica says, Lower Loxley Wine's going international.
Mm. Oh, she seems to have perked up.
Jessica? What exactly did you say to her about me and the Hawks?
Nothing much. I just made it clear you're her saviour, Roy.
Oh, blimey.
Well, it's all down to you. We're keeping the falconry.
Well, you must have laid it on thick. She gave me an enormous hug yesterday.
Did she? Well, you deserve it.
Well, yeah, but when Jessica hugs you, you stay hugged. Took 10 minutes to get any feeling back in me fingers.
Mum, come on, we're ready. The taxi's here.
Oh, have you got your trunks and towel?
What do I need trunks for? We're going to Brookfield.
Oh, well, didn't Lily tell you?
What?
I've managed to take the whole day off, so we're doing something much better instead.
Lie down. Lie down, Tig. Stay. Stay. Good dog. Good. Now, stay.
Freddy's not coming over. Oh, sorry.
It's all right, though. All right, to me. Come on. Come on. Good dog. Good dog!
You've started training him already.
Well, a bit of basic obedience, that's all. What's the problem?
Oh, Elizabeth's not bringing Freddy over this morning. Josh got a text. They're going out instead.
Yeah, well, can't say I'm surprised.
Ben's so disappointed. He was really looking forward to showing Tig to Freddy.
Oh, I know.
Ugh, it's not right dragging the children into it.
No, of course it isn't.
How long is she going to keep this up?
I don't know. Look, if Ben's upset, tell him to come and help me.
Okay.
Lie down. Lie down.
Topped off a bad morning so far.
Oh?
I rang Jimmy first thing. No joy there.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure that Red Farm would be a suitable venue anyway.
And then I phoned Tony and Pat. Asked if they'd consider doing Farm Sunday instead of us.
Not interested?
But Tony was very sympathetic, but it's such short notice.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said to Pip. Right, stay. Stay there, Tig.
He said there's no way they could do it.
Good boy. And to me. Hey. Good dog. Yeah, well. Maybe this late we'd be better off asking people face to face.
Why is the taxi crawling along, Mum?
Because there's a lot of traffic, Lily. And roadworks.
I don't even want to go there.
Freddy, you love the water park.
No, I don't.
He's just saying that.
You'll have a great time when we get there.
I want to see the new puppy.
Well, isn't a whole day out much better?
No.
Stop moaning. They've got a new flume this year. Everyone says it's fantastic.
I don't care.
Ah, now we're moving a bit faster.
I don't want to go to the water park.
We'll probably be there in no time.
I promised Ben and Josh I was coming. Their mum changed her mind, like, seconds before we go out.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Oh, stop bickering.
You'd have known ages ago if you hadn't disappeared after breakfast.
You know, I wasn't sure till this morning I could take the afternoon off as well.
I didn't disappear. I went to see Jessica.
Did you?
She was showing me how she clips beaks.
All the lights are against us this morning, aren't they?
We're never going to get there.
Good.
That's enough, thank you, Freddy.
I told Jessica I was going to see Tig. She was really interested. She'll think I'm an idiot now.
She probably thinks you're an idiot already.
Both of you, that's quite enough. If we can't have a sensible conversation, let's just keep quiet. Sure, this gentleman doesn't want to hear the pair of you being so silly.
It's your fault.
No, it's only this stretch holding us up. We'll be all right once we're through Webster Bridge.
Oh, look!
What?
Josh sent a photo.
Oh, yeah?
The puppy. Oh, he's so cool. Why can't we go there instead?
What shape's it in, Brian?
Oh, afternoon, David. It's not bad, considering its age.
What? You haven't had the combine that long.
We'll have to think about a change sometime soon, but not this year.
What, making sure it's ready?
Well, Adam asked me to run some checks and start it up before we have to use it.
All right. Scaring the mice out.
Well, we had that happen on one of our old ones.
I remember you saying.
Chewed right through the electrics, the little beggars.
Well, I reckon we've got a whole family of them in our machine shed.
Yeah, well, they get everywhere.
One of them shot right across my boot when I was getting the mower out this morning.
Oh, you started haymaking?
Going to when I get back.
Well, forecast pretty good for Borsetshire.
That's what I'm keeping an eye on. But first, wanted to ask a favour about Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, always happy to help.
Oh. Rather a big favour.
You want us to bring this over again, so the great unwashed can see what a real combine's like?
Well, it's more, how would you feel about doing it this year, instead of us?
Thank you. Keep the change.
Mum?
Yes?
Blimey, you're back early.
Oh, yes. The water park was packed. Everyone else had the same idea as us.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's all Freddy's fault he couldn't stay.
No, it isn't.
He was so sulky, he spoiled it for everyone.
Thank you, Lily.
You do.
But how did you get on here, Roy?
What, the conference?
Can we have lunch in the orangery, Mum?
Yeah, in a minute.
Yeah, all good. They want to book another training day.
Did they say when?
Well, ideally, the back end of August.
You have to go with us, so Lorna knows it's all right.
Yeah, in a moment. Have you agreed a date?
Ah, well, there were a couple of things diaried I'm not sure about.
What do you think of that, Roy?
Freddy, we're talking.
I know, but isn't he cool?
Yeah, very. Whose dog is he?
Josh and Ben's.
No, he isn't. He's Uncle David's. Freddy won't shut up about him.
He's called Tig, short for Tigger, because he bounces all over the place.
Freddy Roy has more important things to do than look at dogs.
Ah, that's all right. He seems a fine beast to me.
I was going to see him this morning, but then I wasn't allowed.
No, it isn't that you weren't allowed.
So when can I go?
I don't know. Sometime, darling.
When?
Soon.
Do we have to keep talking about dogs? I'm starving.
It's difficult, Freddy. We have to see when Lewis or Kenton are free to take you across.
Well, I can do it.
Oh, no, it's all right, Roy.
Really? Can you?
You've got more than enough to do here. It's not part of Roy's job, Freddy.
I don't mind. I'm working a split shift tomorrow, aren't I? I mean, that'd be easy enough.
Oh.
Well, I can drop him off at Brookfield soon after 12 and pick him up again just before 4.
Does anybody care that I'm starving?
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, but they might be out then, Freddy, or too busy.
They're not. Josh says they're in all day tomorrow.
Well, it's still putting Roy to a lot of trouble.
No, it isn't. I'll be going back to Ambridge anyway, so...
Mum?
Are you sure?
Yeah, no worries.
Oh dear, I've just fainted. Never mind.
Well then...
Please, Mum, please.
Yes, of course you can see Tig.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Roy.
What about you, Lily? You fancy coming over as well?
No, thanks. I'll see him another time.
You sure?
Yes, thank you. I get enough of Freddy's company already.
As I say, I mean, I appreciate your dilemma, David.
You know, any normal year, I'd be looking forward to it.
Well, I can see why you're not keen. I mean, you've had enough on your plate lately.
Well, if I'd had any sense, I'd have cried off months ago.
Well, you still can, can't you? People must cancel all the time.
What, this late? Feels very short notice.
Hmm.
Yeah, there'll be families already planning to come to Ambridge, which is why I had hoped.
Trouble is, David... Apart from anything else, you're much more trusting than I am.
Oh?
You're happy to have all and sundry clambering around your farm, working out the best way to come back and pinch a diesel or nick a tractor.
It's not like that, Brian.
No?
No. You know, you put control measures in place. Marshal the visitors. Have sensitive areas off limits.
Yeah, if they take any notice.
No. We've never had any real trouble in the past. And, of course, there's the other side of the coin. There are considerable benefits.
So you say.
No, really. Probably a third of our meat pack customers signed up on one of our farm Sundays.
Well, yes, that's something.
And, you know, it's a great chance to do what we're always being nagged to do, educating the public, getting them on our side. You can't put a price on goodwill.
Well, Jenny does plenty of PR for us at the farmers' markets.
Well, I'm sure, but this has a much wider reach. Especially if you can get the Echo, or even the Courier to send someone along.
Do they bother coming out for something like this?
Well, they have done in the past. Which creates a good chance to promote Hassett Hills... Or your venison.
That virtually sells itself.
Or the riding course, or the fishing lake, or whatever. You know, unless everything's already booming here.
Mm. Has Adam said something to you about the fishing lake?
No.
As it happens, the numbers are down a little this year, and with the riding.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm not trying to persuade you against your will, but this might be just the opportunity you need.
Yeah, well, I could certainly do with a boost, but... Sorry, my inclination is still to say no.
Oh, well, fair enough.
I mean, for one thing, there's not much time to get ready.
No, I know. It's entirely my fault for leaving it so late.
And secondly, because I've got my hands full with the new market for the next couple of days, and some high-powered meeting's coming up.
All right. No, it's all right. It was cheeky of me to ask in the first place.
No, not at all.
But if you don't ask, you don't get.
Quite.
No, forget I said anything. I expect we'll muddle through somehow.
Hmm.
And it would be great if you could bring the combine over.
Look, I'm not keen, David, but I suppose it just isn't my call these days, is it?
Oh?
Well, I'm still getting used to the idea. Adam's pretty much in charge of day-to-day affairs, but really, I ought to run this past him.
Ah.
Well, don't build your hopes up, because he's got his time cut out with the strawberries at the moment, so I expect he'll say exactly the same as me.
Yeah, well, probably.
But I will put it to him, the pros and cons.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
And, well, given how little time there is left...
11 days.
Yeah, well, we'll get back to you soon. So how about I ring tomorrow? Let you have a decision then.
Well, me to grab them, Jennifer.
Oh.
Can't you stand by watching the lady struggle to unload a van, eh?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jazza.
Born chivalrous me. Right, where are the trays gone?
You can... Stack them by the door and they'll go in the storeroom later.
Okie doke.
Oh, it's my least favourite part of a farmer's market, unloading afterwards.
Where were you the day?
I was at Worcester. And these can go straight on top of the others.
Right. Gone well then, the strawberries?
I sold every punnet I took.
Oh, that's good. Zofia, tell me there's a lot of demand just now.
Oh.
One of your Polish lassies. Chestnutty hair, long legs.
I know Zofia.
I've been talking to her at the cricket. She seemed a tad lonely.
Oh, did she?
You know me. Always willing to extend the hand of friendship.
Oh, yes.
We had a wee chat. Cheered her up a bit. We were just going to exchange numbers when Harry butted in.
You couldn't possibly reach those fold-down tables, could you? I think you might need to get inside the van.
Aye. Right. Once you started gassing, it went straight out with heat.
Oh, how frustrating.
Since I was passing, I thought I'd call in. Huh?
It might be easier if you move more of the trays first.
Aye, maybe. So, if you could let me have a number.
Oh, what a pity, Jazza.
What?
Well, I can't, I'm afraid.
You must have it somewhere.
I'd be breaking all sorts of employment laws giving it to you.
Huh?
Handing out employees' personal details. I'm sorry, but that's just not on.
But Zofia would want you to. She's probably dying to hear from me.
Well, quite possibly, but my hands are tied.
Okay. Maybe I'll just scoot up to the tunnels then, eh?
Oh, impossible, I'm afraid.
Gone to the polytunnels?
Mm-hmm. Completely contrary to health and safety.
You're kidding.
Well, imagine if you were involved in some sort of accident.
What? If your strawberry's got a vicious streak? Oh,
no, I'm afraid it's strictly out of bounds for non-employees.
Okay, well, suppose I was to ask about the next lot of social events.
Yes.
Do you get a SWAT team of health and safety nets drop out the sky, or is there any chance of seeing what's coming up?
That's perfectly all right. I've got a programme somewhere in the house. Would you like a copy?
Aye, that'd be very helpful.
Well, I'll go and hunt it out. And let you carry on emptying the van, if you like.
Aye. Great.
Can you shut the door?
Oh, of course.
If you're happy there, Annabelle. Thanks.
And,
Brian Aldridge. You may not remember me, Penny.
Chamber of Commerce lunch 3 or 4 years ago?
That's right.
You were extolling the virtues of anaerobic digesters.
Oh, you have got a good memory.
So people say. Will you be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine here.
I won't offer you tea or coffee. I'm meeting someone in transport in 20 minutes.
It's good of you to fit us in at such short notice.
I'm glad to be updated. How's the new market coming on?
Well, if you go past, you'll see the site boundaries already secured.
Yes, I know.
There was a tiny hiccup last week.
Well, nothing unexpected. Asbestos roofing in two old garages. They're being properly dismantled and then we can start the groundworks.
So we're pretty much on schedule.
Exactly where we should be.
That's good. We all want this to be a success.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
To counterbalance some of the doom and gloom the council is dealing with elsewhere.
Hmm.
Libraries and community centres closing never make for good headlines.
Whereas selling part of the old market site to a prestige supermarket would get favourable coverage.
Well, yes, a flagship store moving in would be a terrific boost for the regeneration programme.
Hmm. Yeah, I imagine the money would be quite welcome as well.
Very much so. As long as the project is feasible and doesn't jeopardise your work on the new market.
Ah, well, yeah, but that's the nub of the matter, isn't it?
Yes.
So perhaps you could fill us in on the precise details of the offer, Penny.
At last! I thought you'd gone missing in action.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you've managed to clear the whole van.
If you'd been any longer, I'd have gave it an MOT, changed the brake pads and all.
Well, the programme wasn't where I thought it was. There you are.
Thanks.
And it goes right through to the end of the season.
Oh, don't. There's just dates here.
Mm-hmm, that's right. This was a provisional copy. I'm afraid I can't find a finalised one.
So, what's happening on the 10th?
10th? Oh, a week tomorrow, you mean?
I'll have my day off then.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. There are so many activities, I've lost track. I know there's a trip to a theme park coming up soon, though.
Oh, aye.
Yes, and Adam normally gets Marek or one of the other regulars to organise things these days. Hey, you can ask him yourself.
Hey, Adam, where are the pickers gone next Friday?
Search me. Could be the pottery.
Bungee jumping off Big Ben?
Huh?
I've no idea. All I know, Marek says everyone's put their name down.
That could well be the theme park, then.
Everybody, yeah? Excellent. Could you put me down as well?
Well, if there's any room on the bus.
Oh, there will be. There are always spare seats.
All right.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
Mum, when's Brian back?
I'll get off then, eh?
Yeah, okay.
See ya.
Oh, bye. And thanks for your help.
No, don't mention it.
Is he going to be long?
It depends how his meeting goes.
Oh, damn. I should have pinned him down before he went out. Bad OFS.
He doesn't seem very keen on opening the farm.
Oh, well, I am. I've been thinking it through. We can keep it all very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Organise two or three set routes, mm-hmm. up to the deer, the lambing sheds, the fishing lakes, and use it to really push what we're selling here. Basically, it's a wonderful opportunity to show what we offer at Home Farm.
Well, yes, Adam, I can see that.
So why can't Brian?
You're convinced they're genuine?
Oh, yes. It's a fully thought-through proposal.
Which they're backing with serious money.
Very much so.
But even though they know they're no longer in a bidding war?
They realise their rivals have pulled out, but they're still willing to make a generous offer for the site.
Though you won't say exactly how generous.
Surely all that concerns BMD is the money the council's offering.
Which is considerably enhanced.
Well, it certainly improved a little.
Mm. On condition the company can start clearing the site in December, with a view to the new store opening in June 2012.
Why is the extra month or two so important?
The official line from Stephen Plimpton, the guy I'm dealing with, is they want to open ahead of the new mall at Webster Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll have one of the big boys in, won't it?
What I'm hearing elsewhere, unofficially, Stephen's looking to do well in a proposed management shake-up.
Oh.
If he can push this through before they start handing out the merit badges...
It'll do his case some good.
Mm.
So there is a real sell-by date on the offer?
Yes. Which is why the council is offering BMD such a strong incentive for bringing everything forward.
And you're sure a supermarket won't be derailed by planning permission?
Certain. Everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet on this. So, what do you say?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting proposal. Whether it's realistic or not...
It's something we need to discuss with the rest of the board.
Yes.
Obviously. But you're right about the time frame. This offer might not be available for very much longer.
Mum, any chance of you talking to Gisela later?
Adam, how marvellous.
She's pulling the homesick stunt again.
Can you please open this for me?
Oh, jalapeno salsa.
Yes, I know it's cheating, using a jar.
It's not that. There we go.
Oh, thanks.
No, that is seriously hot.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I'm in the mood for something spicy.
Oh. So, can you say something to her?
Oh, Gisela.
Yeah. It was all right to let her Skype her boyfriend once from the office, but not every day.
Oh, she's checking up on him.
Well, I don't think it's that.
Oh, it is. We had a good talk last night.
Oh.
Mm, he's got a track record and... Oh, she's such a sweet little thing.
I find her a complete pain.
She was very complimentary about my pendant. She said that jade really suited me.
Everyone seems to like it.
Oh, darling, close the door. Come and sit down. I'm making a cup of tea in a minute.
Well, I...
When I've finished preparing the steak. Oh, go on. You'll work all the better afterwards.
All right. 5 minutes.
And Kate said it's one of the best anniversary presents that Brian's ever bought me.
Oh, I thought the holiday in the Maldives was more impressive.
Yeah, well, that was lovely of him. So, I get jade and coral for our 35th. Roll on December.
Oh, dear.
Even little Phoebe likes the pendant. She actually smiled when she saw it. A very rare sight at the moment.
You're not exactly racing through paddocks of desire, are you?
Mistress of the paddocks. Paddocks of Desire would be a ridiculous title.
Your bookmark's still at page 5. Why on earth did you choose it?
Seemed such a good idea in the shop. A local author. Rural themes. Much less daunting for some of our members than Cranford was.
Well, it might work.
Of all Jim's carping, it has attracted at least one new member.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. Pat says she's definitely going to come next time.
Obviously hasn't read it yet.
Oh, darling, how did you get on?
Oh, wish I knew.
Hi.
I can't make my mind up whether I'm being presented with a golden opportunity for BMD or being bounced into something nasty by Matt.
You usually know what you're getting into.
Not this time.
Well, sit down. I'm making us all a cup of tea.
I mean, on paper, it looks convincing. We get a handsome payment for completing the new market early.
Would you be able to do it?
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, my instincts say there isn't enough slack in the system. But it is a very good offer.
Oh. And what's Annabelle's attitude?
Well, I think she has the same doubts as me. But we'll have to take it to the board.
Do you think they'll go for it?
Well, Lillian certainly will.
And what about Martin and Andrew?
Oh, that's the great unknown. Martin's in the States again. Be a fortnight before we can thrash it out.
Well, there's a much easier decision you can make before then. Farm Sunday.
Oh. You said you'd bring David today.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm in favour.
Really?
Well, it's not hard to set up. Tractor and trailer tours of the farm. Jeff's keen.
Well, of course he is. It's overtime.
We'll put up the gazebos, give samples of venison and sell strawberries and cream.
And I'm sure we can persuade Tom to bring his burger van over as well.
Look, look, look. If you want to go ahead, Adam, despite my misgivings...
I'd like your backing on this.
Well, I mean, all I can think of is the upheaval.
Well, not that much. I've already downloaded a risk assessment form. I'm sure David will run through it with us.
But if you've got people wandering around everywhere...
Oh, Brian.
You steer them.
Well, what happens if there's an accident? We aren't covered.
You get event insurance. Hundreds of other farms are doing this, Brian. Apart from anything else, it's a great chance to publicise what BMD is up to.
Yes. Hardly anybody realises we're behind the new market, and they should.
Yeah. Come on, Brian.
I feel like I'm being shanghaied.
Well, it's time to make your mind up. Open Farm Sunday, yes or no?
When's she there, Till?
I promised Nadia's mum we'd pick her up at 4.
Right then, Hayley.
I know.
We better get planning.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, Roy? An afternoon off and we weren't busy.
Dream on. Huh? Right, Phoebe's birthday party.
Oh, very good, Abby. You've got all the plates out.
Right, we've got the village hall sorted for the end of the month.
It's a good job we booked that early.
And we're waiting for Benny Goodright to get back.
Oh, if he can't do the disco, Lorna's given me the name of someone in Perivale. Says he's very good.
And he does children's parties.
Yes, Roy. It hadn't escaped my notice that Phoebe's still a child.
Teenager now, or soon will be.
Oh, is that for Daddy?
Oh, lovely. Is it a pizza?
No.
No, it's a cake.
Oh, of course it's a cake. Well, anyone can see that. Thank you, Abby.
Oh, she was very good. Spent 10 minutes on her own making those out of modelling clay.
Very nice.
Now, you're bouncer in chief.
Correct.
Just in case some of her older friends try smuggling in cider. Or worse.
I'll get one of the other dads to help out as well. And you've asked Vicky about the food?
Yeah, we'll prepare it between us.
Well, make sure there's loads. Remember how much I used to pack away at 13?
Mm. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That looks gorgeous. Yum.
There's a teapot.
Oh, well, it's a very delicious teapot.
Oh, and yeah, I'm sure Jennifer will want to provide something.
Linda was there when I went to see Vicky.
Oh, yeah? Did she say anything about how they're getting on at Grey Gables?
She was too busy going on about a birthday treat. Seeing an ostrich in the Forest of Dean.
An ostrich?
Oh, no, hang on. A goshawk. Knew there was an O in it. It's quite rare, apparently.
Right, what about invites?
Oh, yeah, we've got all that to do, haven't we?
Well, we'll have to set a limit on numbers with Phoebes.
Oh, I do hope planning a party cheers her up. She's still got such a grump on about South Africa.
They've changed it, David.
Yeah?
Oh, you've fixed the tedder.
Yeah, I want to turn the hay again. The cloud stopped it drying.
A couple more clear days, we'll be all right.
Well, maybe I did cut too early.
It's on the website now. Home Farm, Ambridge, opening instead of us.
OK.
I'm impressed how quickly they've done it, given that Brian only rang last night.
Yeah. Although, in some ways, Ruth...
What?
Well, I feel I'm letting the side down.
No, you're not.
Oh, come on. NFU chair, not willing to open his own farm to the public.
We've done it before and we'll do it again another year.
Well, what if some people turn up anyway? You know, if they haven't checked the website.
We'll put a sign by the turnoff, directing them to Home Farm.
Yeah.
You've made the right decision.
Well, probably. Well, it will be a lot easier working as normal instead of trying to entertain the masses.
Yeah, it's always a huge amount of work. And like Pip says, we can make a real effort next year.
Yeah. Is she still locked away with her study notes?
The last time I saw her, she was with Ben making a fuss of Tig.
That dog is going to be so spoiled.
She's still waiting to hear back from Laura Loxley about summer work.
Uh-huh.
At least she wasn't made unwelcome when she went.
Well, there's no reason she should have been.
No. And Freddie had a good time here yesterday. So...
Yeah, he was good with Tig, wasn't he?
Very.
Didn't treat him like a toy. Wish Ben would get the idea.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Oh, I thought you'd gone on to the stables ages ago.
No, checking took longer than we expected.
Is everything all right?
They're still quite grumpy in the third hive. I hope I don't have to end up requeening.
Oh, yeah, Josh said something about that.
He's a terrific help, you know.
You've got him really interested.
He was telling me all about Bella and Jem.
Have you seen them? They're only round the corner.
Yes, when I came in. You're keeping them in the yard to get used to the noise?
Yeah, so they don't panic when we take them to the show.
How's training coming along?
Well, Jem's still a little awkward with the halter. Otherwise, not too bad.
So we think they're in with a chance.
Well, I don't know who it is, Abby. We're not expecting anyone.
You'd better go through, then. Thanks.
Blimey!
Hi. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, that's fine, Kate.
Phoebe told me you were both off this afternoon.
She didn't say anything to us about you coming round.
Hi, Abby. Well, I was in two minds. Is it all right if I sit down?
Yeah, go ahead. You have to excuse my holy socks.
Told you where your slippers are.
Oh, don't worry, Roy. I've seen you in much worse states than that, haven't I?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Kate said she'd like to talk to us about Phoebe.
Oh?
Yeah. She seems so unhappy.
Well, she is being tugged backwards and forwards rather a lot at the moment.
And that's why I had a good long chat with her when she came over last night.
Did you?
The thing is... she really has got her heart set on living with me in Joburg for a while.
Well, yeah, she thinks that's what she wants.
Aren't you going to sit down, Hayley?
Actually, I'm not sure it's a good idea to have a big discussion about this in front of Abby.
Oh, I agree. I'm not here to argue. We need to talk sensibly and calmly, for Phoebe's sake.
You don't mind if I carry on, Mum?
Not at all, Shula. I know I've called during working hours.
Joanne was going to take Raffles out this afternoon.
And then she sprained her ankle.
Oh, I'm not sure it's a full sprain, but it seemed safer for her to take the afternoon off.
Well, yes. Especially if she's covering on Sunday.
Good boy. Oh, he's shedding so much hair.
He is, isn't he?
There are quite a few lessons booked, but Joanne says she can handle it all. I want to be completely clear for the puppy show.
And what time does that start?
2 o'clock. But I need to be there for one to oversee the catering.
Ah.
Though I'm not sure Nick and Susan will leave me very much to do.
It won't be long before you can ask Lily to help with things like that.
Oh, yes. How did you get on?
With our baking day? Very well. Fred is enormously enthusiastic.
Isn't he?
I was still finding pieces of walnut behind the dresser yesterday. Lily was super. Made a lovely Victoria sponge, almost on her own.
Oh, I was so pleased Freddie finally got to see Tig yesterday. At least it's one small step in the right direction.
I'm not so sure it is.
Oh?
It was only because Roy brought him over. And when I rang Elizabeth last night...
Keep still, Ruffles.
She admitted Freddie had enjoyed going to Brookfield. But there was no change in her own attitude.
Oh.
If anything... She and David seem to be accepting it as a more or less permanent rift now.
No, I know they're both still raw.
I expect I should spend the whole weekend worrying about it.
And that's it, really. I'd have loved the same chance at Phoebe's age.
But for a year?
If you think about when school starts and finishes, it doesn't have to be a whole year.
That's wonderful, sweetheart.
We're talking about her coming over for, what, 10 or 11 months?
Oh, it's still an awfully long time.
Believe me, I do understand your concerns.
Oh, do you?
So let's get this straight up front. Mum and Dad will pay all Phoebe's airfares.
Kate.
And of course, Lucas and I will look after everything while she's with us.
Yeah, this isn't about money. We don't want to lose her for so long.
Well, you're not losing her.
Maybe when she's older and knows her own mind a lot better.
There'll never be a better time, Hayley. Before she gets caught up with GCSEs, A-levels, then college. This is the one year she's free to come over. It's literally the chance of a lifetime.
It's one way of putting it.
Anyway, I know it's an awful lot to ask, and I've said what I wanted to say.
Well, so you're off already?
You need some time to yourselves to think it through.
That won't take very long.
Right then.
It's okay, I know my way out. It'd be great, for Phoebe's sake, if you did think about it seriously. Bye, Abby. Bye. See you.
Yeah, bye, Kate.
Wow. Nerve! Why didn't you back me up? We should have knocked it on the head there and then. Roy.
Suppose. Well, what if we're being selfish?
What?
Oh, we never had a chance to do anything like this as kids.
To be split up from our parents, no.
No, to live in another part of the world, to see a whole other side of life.
Don't tell me you agree with her.
I'm just worried that because we can't provide it for Phoebes, that we don't want anyone else to.
Roy? I don't want Phoebe to go to South Africa for exactly the same reason I wouldn't want Abby to go. They are both my daughters, just the same. And I can't bear to see her go for so long.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, we'll have to find another way then.
What other way?
Well, maybe if Phoebes can go for another holiday, a longer one, over the summer perhaps. I know, but we've all got to compromise a little, yeah?
Since Steams has been such an important part of my life for so long, I almost take it for granted.
Yes.
And no matter how hot and busy life is outside, or cold and miserable, I've nearly always found great comfort there.
I know how much your faith means to you, Mum.
I always like to be a few minutes early, so I can sit quietly, let go of everything. Mm. Your father was always beside me, or at the organ. And very often, I'd be filled with a certainty, a real sense of God being with me.
Yes.
And that's when I'd see if he had time to take notice of my little troubles. He always did. I'd tell him about you lot. All the worries you cause me. And that I cause you. And sometimes, I don't know how, when I came out, I'd see a way to resolve things that I hadn't seen before.
Mm.
Or perhaps realise something wasn't quite as important as I thought it was. And that I was wrong to be upset.
But not last week?
No. All I could think about was David and Elizabeth and this terrible row. I sat and prayed for a long time after the service. I couldn't see any way forward. None at all. I felt so helpless.
Oh, Mum.
I know you have concerns about Alan's ministry, Shula. I respect that. But just this once, will you come with me on Sunday? I don't want to be all on my own again.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.